Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for waiting, and welcome to the conference call on the year results 2021 of the Volksbank, hosted by Martijn Stipnauw, CEO of the Volksbank. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Martijn Stipnauw. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our story. I will try to restrict myself to 15 minutes, so there's ample time for questions. If I'm not clear or my English is not clear enough, please point that out when you ask a question. Let me start. Nearly exactly a year ago, but one day, we announced our new strategy, which is broadly supported by all relevant stakeholders. Where are we now, one year later? Well, it's a story of two tales. If you look at the customer side, we showed that our net promoter score further increased, and also that our number of multi-customers passed the 1 million mark. We also see continued progress on our climate neutral balance sheet, as well that our employee attention or passion is still remarkably high. I'm very glad with that, despite the fact we're still in the midst of COVID, hope until the end, and we announced the largest organizational transition in the history of this bank, which we call Agile. Shareholder equity, on the other side, went down. Part of what you also see is that we're growing. Part of our strategy is to be less dependent on interest, and you see part of that moving in the right direction. We are able to transform our high net promoter score in more products and services if we offer them. You see that our current accounts are growing, our mortgage portfolio grew production by 33%, but also the net portfolio grew. You see that our SME business is flourishing. The last six quarters, we grow three times as high as before. Our assets under management grew. Our retail savings grew as well. And that gives you a dilemma. On the one hand, you're glad that people trust you, your customers, but it also drives high excess liquidity, which we need to store at the ECB at a fee. And we have a low interest cost. And that's the other phase. So on the customer side, society side, employee side, big movements. On the growth through all our brands, our commercial platforms, you see growth. But we are hit in a low interest environment, exacerbated by the fact that we cannot utilize compensating programs offered by the ECB, like TLTRO. So that stresses the necessity at the core of our strategy to, on the one hand, be less interest dependent by having some actions from our strategy in 2024 to implement them earlier and find other measures to be less interest dependent. Our net profit decreased by 7%. Our capital ratio remains strong, and our proposed dividend will be around 97 million, which is consistently 60% of the net profit payout. I want you to take us, I am now at slide 4. Our mission will not change. We are banking with a human touch, creating values for customers, society, employees, and shareholders. That's one, as I shared before, one of the core reasons I also work for this bank together with 4,000 colleagues, which are really purpose-driven, hence our high customer engagement score of 7.9%. Our strategy is called 2-4-5. If I'm not on slide 5, we want to excel on two pillars. One is an extremely strong customer relationship, and again, we're making progress. We also rank, three of our four brands are ranked as number 1, 2, and 5 in the Dutch Consumer Association Banking Monitor. If you look at social impact, we also are mentioned, all of our brands, the highest score in the Dutch Fair Finance Guide for combating climate change. So we are making progress on those two pillars. which will show over time that we are adding value to the Dutch banking diversity. You always want to avoid a monoculture. Four. This was a two. The four is four growth priorities through our commercial platforms. One is ASN Bank, our digital bank. As you can see there, it's growing. It's the highest net promoter score of all Dutch banks, and is able to transform that that high net promoter score in also more product possession per customer. A nice example is the successful introduction of the Biodiversity Fund. In a couple of days, it was already taken in. Taken in. Showing that if we offer a product which is suitable, customers are willing to buy or use it. If you look at SNS, we just rolled out 2 weeks ago or last week a complete new proposition focused on attracting a younger target audience. As you may remember, the biggest challenge there was to focus on younger customer group for the future. And also here we showed out, if you offer investment accounts, people are using it. And that was one of the drivers to increase our assets under management. Regiobank, very proud, remains the most customer-friendly bank in the Netherlands. And it's also growing in multi-customers. And if you see at our business-to-business brand, BLG Wonen in good English, they won the silver award for increase in service and a five-star ratings from Moneyview. So all brands are growing, which we started a year ago. So two pillars, four growth strategies, five transformations. I'm now on slide 7. Let me point out a few elements out of this. The first is relevant product range and new proposition. That's what we did. So offering all existing and new retail products through all our brands, through all channels. Mortgage, insurance. But we also added a new platform, Fintrix, for taxations. As a way to diversify income moving forward. We are continuing to invest in our customer bank foundation technology. We implemented a robust and data infrastructure in the reporting chain, went live the first week of January, and we continue to invest. And we need to invest more than we envisioned, try to be very transparent. Customer focus is the entire transformation to agile. We 4,000 people went through assessment. We have new leadership teams basically in all areas. And the purpose of Agile to be faster, more efficient, and more customer-friendly. That transition will start formally by the 1st of March. So we are in the first year of our strategy. Our long-term objectives will not change. We see the progress on the customer side. We see the progress on the balance sheet, on genuine attention for employees. However, we are, again, hit pretty hard by a storm called low interest environment in combination with excess liquidity. Our capital remains strong. I will share a little bit more details later on in the presentation. Our leverage ratio is stable, and our cost income ratio increased 2% if you look at the gross, but if you correct it by 10%, basically based on mutual investments in mortgage, in small medium firms, in know your customer, and in IT foundation. And again, I will explain a little more later on in the presentation. Permit me to go to slide 9. As already shared, we increased in production, and we also increased our total portfolio. And you see that on the next slide called slide 10. On the one hand, it's positive that your customers trust you in your savings. But again, that this is a huge challenge because combined with the low interest environments, we need to stall those savings at the ECB and need to pay a fee for that. and we, opposed to other banks, can hardly to not use the TLTRO and other arrangement as compensation. Hence the necessity to really, as core of our strategy, change our dependency on interest dependency. And at the same time, be agile about your costs and invest wisely. Because this is a change over 4 years in the strategy, and you don't change it within a year. If I go to the next slide, 11, I already said that our customer, multi-customers increase, which is a core tenet of our strategy. Because the biggest driver is to add products and services to utilize our net promoter score to increase the product and services portfolio per customer, which by default will make you a little bit less interest, make you less interest dependent. It's working, but again, we just started, and you will see the coming year more products and results in the areas of insurance and some other added services. I'm now going to the financial outlook. So obviously, we are not satisfied with the quality of our profit. If you see, the total income went down by 10%, fully driven by the interest, environment. You see that the operating expenses increased by 2%, and that we had a swing, a positive swing, in impairment charges because the economic outlook changed more positive. All in all, leading to a return on equity of 4.7%. If you dive deeper in the income, I'm now on slide 14, basically see that our net interest margin further deteriorates, hence the requirement to change our business model. And as I said also to the Dutch press, even if the interest will increase, you will still have the duty to change your business model. You don't look over a year, looking over multiple years. So even if the interest will increase, you still have the obligation to change your business model. And we are very interest sensitive, as you all know. If you look at a positive sign, we see that our corrected for some changes, reclassifications, you see that our income out of fees and commissions increased by 11 million. If you go to the operating expenses, I already alluded to it, you see that underlying they increased by 10%. Again, that is driven by four big buckets: investments in mortgages, investment in SME, investments in what I would call know your customer operations and processes, and in our technology foundation. If I take you to the next slide, the impairments, you see a reversal. Be aware we are very prudent, and since you might still expect a second order effect of COVID, remain prudent reservations. I say that for care in our reserves. So just be aware we are very conservative in that. Our loan to value, by the way, of our total block is still relatively low. Also want to point out, yes, we're growing mortgage. We didn't change our underwriting procedures, so we don't take in higher risk. That is not fitting our profile. That's just not fitting our profile. Let me go to the capital slide. That is slide 17. It's a little bit counterintuitive. On the one hand, you see a change in the impairments, and on the other hand, an increase in our risk-weighted assets. That's completely contributable through the fact that we are using a different model, but under the underlying data structure, the ECB has to give their approval. From prudency reasons, we are fitting with a profile, we added a 3 billion plug in there, which is temporary and voluntary. Sorry for my English. the leverage ratio remains more or less the same. If you go next slide 18, which reflect our CET ratio development, we are adding still on a CET Basel included at 22.5%, which is a little bit lower. That has to do that we invested more in financial institutions and corporates to add to the profit to the bottom line, which takes a little bit more risk-weighted assets. That's the story of our capital. That brings you to the outlook that all things equal, interest and everything, we foresee a little bit less profit in 2022 than in 2021, where we're still investing in our strategy. In summary, yes, parts of our strategy are working, and we see the first results. That's the one side of the tail. The other side of this tail is that the low interest environment in combination with excess liquidity has a negative impact on our earnings. Hence, the task for the new team to, as part of our strategy, to speed up initiatives to make us less dependent on our interest model, as well as analyzing new initiatives. I want to close it here and opening the floor for questions. I think I was in the time slot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session. When you have a question, please press star one. Your questions will be answered in the order that they are received. If you have a question, please press star one. The first question is from Mr. Cor Kluis, ABN AMRO. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good morning. ABN, Cor Kluis, ABN AMRO. Although, got a few questions. Yeah, we are a joint venture of ABN AMRO and ODDO. Congratulations, at least with the fast growth. I think your current account growth is 7.5%, and that's quite good. So you're winning market share here in the Netherlands. A few questions, maybe first on the interest rates. You mentioned that you put the savings basically, yeah, that comes in at the ECB at 50 basis points. If I look to your balance sheet, it looks that since 2019, your savings rose by around 9 billion, and you put around 9 billion extra at the central banks. Does it really mean that all the money that you get in, you really put it there? Because you can also buy 5-year swaps from that, and if you put it all at the ECB at short-term rates and short-term durations, of course, that hurts the NII quite a lot. So could you elaborate on that and also maybe give us an idea how the asset duration changed over time? Because if this is the case, then your asset duration came down materially, which is also great because rates are now rising quite rapidly, so that can result in a big pickup if you have a short-term asset duration. So maybe a comment on that one. Second question is about expenses. You mentioned that the expense 2022 will be somewhat higher than 2021, when they were 667 million euros. Would it also be the case, higher expenses, if you take that one-off? I think you had around 25 million positive one-off in your expenses in 2021. So then the expense would be 692. Would also the expenses be higher than that? So that's my question on the expenses for 2022. Third question is about charging negative rates. I think you are now charging on 7% of your deposits negative rates, and you are going to take all the accounts that clients have at Volksbank into account. So to what percent will the charging negative rates rise from the current 7% to what level? So that's question on that one. And the last question is about, but it's very short-term focused, of course, but mortgage rates, of course, are gradually picking up, but not so much. Funding costs went 50 basis points up in the market. What's your current view on mortgage spreads? Because I think when your new mortgages today,
you get quite low margins but what's on the re-rating for the mortgages in the short term view? Or are you currently stopping mortgages because the margins are quite small? That's it from my side.
That's it. Thanks for your questions. You're firing an array of questions. So
I hope it didn't went too fast.
No, you went faster. So just do me a favor in the end and check if I answered all your questions. I do want to be very sure I answer all your questions. If I cannot answer it, you will get it later. I guarantee you that. So let me start with the last one, the mortgage side. Yeah, the swap rate changes fastly, as you are aware of. And yes, we are almost daily following the margin and the rates, and we are in some cases setting the market, sometimes not. We were very astute by having the right balance between volume and margin, but we don't want to lose margin. Be aware of that. And I cannot say more about it. this is what it is in the market. So I think most mortgage providers are now increasing their prices, which I think is required given the swap rate. If I look at your other questions, I go backwards, actually. Your negative interest, as I said before, you know, as a customer-focused banker, I'm getting really, a trouble in my head by offering negative interest in general. Having said that, we cannot exclude any measure. And more I cannot say about this topic, but you know, we cannot exclude. I was pretty consistent in that. I cannot exclude any measure on that one. I also want to say again here, even if the interest will increase, we still have the obligation, we feel the obligation to change our business model, and we will. It's just not done over 1 year. If I go to your other question about, I think it's a combination of duration, in our balance sheet management and treasury, we always look to optimize. So where it's wise to increase your duration, we'll do so. We are using swaptions. We're using all instruments. However, there's so much savings amount, and the way to put our assets to work is a little bit tougher for us because we're focused on the small, medium size first and mortgage. And we don't have, again, so we cannot use, like other banks, all the TLTRO facilities because we just cannot do that. We don't have that book. That's the power of this bank is retail, simple, but this is the negative in the current environment. I hope I answered your question succinctly again. And that also answered the question of the ECB. Yes, still a very substantial side of our savings is stalled, let me say that way, at the ECB. And about the interest, let me say two things about interest. Yes, as a bank, specifically the Volksbank, it would help us if the interest increases a little bit. However, if it increases inflation too much, that doesn't help your customers as well. So there are always two sides of the story. Now I stop, and I want to check if I answered all your questions.
Expenses.
Now the expenses, you know, 2% underlying by 10%. That is just the fact. 10%.
Sorry, what is 10%?
The expenses increased in 21 by 10%. Four buckets, investment in mortgages, investment in small and medium firms, where are earnings against it, but you will see them over time. In know your customer, as every bank has the same challenge on that point, as you're fully aware of. And the other one is in our IT foundation, and that bucket, we need to invest more than we envisioned. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, and the 10% is from the 667, eh? Cost base last year.
No.
It's Jacob here from Investor Relations. Our guidance of higher operating expenses for 2022 is compared to the total operating expenses level of 667 million.
667.
And we have not, I mean, we exclude that there is, of course, a 22 million gain included there in 2021. And your question is, if we also expect higher costs compared to the adjusted operating expenses, but we haven't made a statement there because that would be a bit too specific.
Okay. So 667. Thanks, Jan.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press star one. There are no further questions at this time.
Then let me close it. So, story of two tales. The one side, progress on the customer side, societal side, employee side. Growth on our commercial platforms. That's the one side of the tale. And the other side of the tale is that we are facing a low interest environment in combination with excess liquidity, which stimulates us as the core of our strategy to change our business model, being less dependent on interest, which means that we also some measures planned in 2024, which we will speed up, and we're looking at new initiatives to be less interest sensitive. I want to thank you once more for your time and interest in the Volksbank, and till next time, if you have additional questions, please reach out to our investor relations department and they will answer all your questions speedily and amply. Thank you so much.